This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. I am Lissa. You know the dealio. Every week I introduce you to a new band or duo or musician, somebody I love, and I tell you a little bit about them, and we find out where you can see them on the weekend. And this time it is Always Undecided. Anthony and Kyle, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for having us.
You are an awesome duo. I saw you in Peckville. I was there to see my friend Brian Banks, and you guys were after it. You slayed.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we love Brian, though.
I walked in, he's doing like these crazy falsettos. I was like mesmerized.
He's
like,
amazing.
Amazing
well,
musician.
You guys did something amazing too, because you actually got audience participation in a teeny tiny bar in Peckville. Was that an original song too? Am I remembering that correctly?
She's talking about Mud Cricket.
Yeah, that was that's an original. That's the one all our friends and I guess new fans like.
That's such a great song.
Thank you.
Did you write it together or one of you?
I was saying that I was going to write this song. I had an idea for like a couple months, and then one day I just sat down and busted out most of the lyrics and then brought it to Anthony. We added some things together and tightened everything up. And
yeah, he had like a general idea of how he wanted the music to sound.
Okay.
So he shows me it, and then I just ran with it. One day was like, I finally did it. Like, here's the whole song.
Is that the general plan when you write a song? One of you has an idea and you go to the other one for input, or?
It's kind of a few things. Like, I mean, Kyle has songs that he's written long, long ago and shows me, and then I add a little bit, or we just kind of keep it the same. But now that as we're writing, I'll have an idea or he'll have an idea, and then we show each other, and then we just keep building off of one another. There's not like a set way to do it.
I would say in the past like year, I brought back songs that I originally wrote it. I used to go by Always Undecided before Anthony and I started playing together, and then we brought that back because it was just me solo, and I mean, I wanted it to be Anthony and I. So when I brought him some of the songs that I used to do, he added like a whole nother flair that brought the songs to like a different level.
That's chemistry you can't fake.
Yeah,
you can write together or you can't.
I didn't even have to tell him like what I wanted out of it. And him and I have the same style of music taste. So it just blends perfect.
That's so cool.
Thanks, man.
Aw, so do we have an album soon? Or do you guys even see any more of the relevance of the full album? I've been doing just one-off songs, and I'll go do them like on PA Live or whatever, and just like a one-off, here's an original song that I add to my set. I don't know that full albums are needed.
It's funny that you ask that, because outside we were just kind of talking about like how many songs we have. Could we do an album?
Even an EP?
But an EP would probably come first.
Yeah.
We have enough songs to do something small right now, and we even have the resources to make it happen. It's just we're so busy, it's just finding the time to make it happen and do it, you know. But it's definitely something we've been talking about and we want to do.
That's a good problem to have, to be too busy,
right?
So you guys grew up together, or how did you locate each other?
Sort of. I have an older brother who's Kyle's age. They were friends first and they did music together first. My brother's this awesome drummer. He lives in North Carolina now, but they would jam and I'd be in my room playing guitar, like playing this riff, and here comes Kyle like, oh hey man, sweet riff. Like,
was he kind of the cool guy that you thought was like, oh, cool rock guy? You can
see. No, I was like, get out of here.
He would
walk away and I'd be like, all right, sweet. Cause he's older than me, you know? And my brother's really good. And I was like, that's awesome.
We were like a hardcore band too. We were like,
really?
Yeah,
like,
totally
we were
different.
Like really heavy. And
like Slayer.
Like, it was like metalcore.
Nice.
Rock.
Yeah, side note, Kyle can scream.
Mountain core.
Yeah.
Mountain core.
We're going to start a genre called mountain rock.
Mountaintop hardcore.
That's what we're from.
Mountain core.
But no, so they were friends first. And then I've just known Kyle. I was actually friends with his sister even, cause we're closer in age like they are.
Cool.
And then one day Kyle was like, hey man, you want to do an open mic together? And we did. And that was a couple years ago. And we've been great friends since.
Instant music buddies.
Pretty much.
Which brings me to, I noticed a photo on you guys' Facebook page of four people. And you're like, our four biggest fans. Is that your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
They come to everything. They're great.
You know, when I still lived in Michigan where I'm from, my parents came to every gig when I was in my band. And it sometimes got weird because some of our songs were, you know, you swear, you talk about sex, you talk about all these things, and your mom is sitting right there. Is that ever weird?
It's always weird.
Is it?
For me.
Yeah, well, I
you
think
love it,
it's that
there,
show
right?
Specifically.
It's weird when I get on the mic and I start
Start doing Get Low.
Start getting Get Low or My Neck, My Back. We throw those into some medleys and stuff, and we only do it to be funny. And I always go, we're all adults, people, here it comes. And then I hit you with like Hakuna Matata after.
At that show specifically that picture was taken at, we go into Get Low, and I'm like, sorry. I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
I start saying like,
and then
MF
I said, sorry, Mrs. Pigottaggio.
My parents already
know
I'm.
They don't care though. They get it. They're cool about it. It's just funny, you know. Just
my mom was always
funny.
Like, you in that mouth.
That's so funny. But they have to take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, they can.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're super supportive.
They're so supportive.
They're cool.
And that's really important, you know, for any artist to have that support from your parents.
You know?
That's so nice.
Because, I mean, we do, like, a lot of the newer stuff, but we do, like a really good handful of, like, things that everyone likes. I mean, we're a cover band. Yeah. Like, we have our original stuff.
Mix.
But we do play bars often. So we try and figure stuff out that, like, hits.
Try to hit everybody, you know?
Do you think parents are supportive, though, us as musicians? My folks were always like, we love the music thing. We love what you do. But have a job too. Don't just be that guy where you're just like, I'm a musician and I'm 40 and I'm still living with you.
And I've been like pretty responsible with that. So I think that's why they don't really, they don't say much. They're, you know, we got dual focuses going on.
You guys hustle. You both hustle. You have the jobs, you have the music, you have everything. I'm super impressed.
I think that's what he was talking about with like the album. Like we planned when we set out like with the name and everything, we planned to like get our name out there first before we did anything. And I mean, I think that the next step to us is getting a full band.
Oh, you don't want to stay a duo? You're such a good duo.
We actually started off,
before,
we started off in a full band.
Okay.
I was in a band with these two guys and we were playing like, not metalcore, but we were playing heavy stuff like A Day to Remember, Breaking Ben, you know, some Red. And I knew he sang and screamed and I was like, dude, come on in. Like, and we did that and unfortunately it didn't work out and we stuck together.
I don't think it's unfortunate. I think you guys are doing pretty well. And you always have the option of doing
duo. Well, I think we're going to take a page out of Ken Norton's book and like do what he's doing. Like when
band
it's a bigger
duo.
Event, like I want the band. I mean, we both do. We like that's that's what our sound is. Like it's going to be kind of like this heavy, like rock, not heavy, but it's a hard rock with like kind of like a country little.
Kyle's got a little country in him.
You pull it off very well. You can do all that, but it does have a hardcore, cool vibe. By the way, that's the last two podcasts that Ken Norton has gotten a shout out.
Shout out, Ken.
Ken and Joe, Meat and Potatoes.
You've gotten a shout out.
We love those guys.
Come on. So, where are you playing this weekend?
This Friday, we're at the Grotto in Edwardsville. We're very fortunate.
Love it there.
Kind of on their rotation. We play all three venues, but we're at the one in Edwardsville
Friday night, and then Saturday you have two gigs.
Yeah,
Saturday afternoon we're playing at Dundee Gardens right off the Sansui Highway at 12:30 to 3:00.
Fun,
and that's really fun. We just did that like 2 weeks ago, and we had a great time.
Yeah, so parents,
it was actually
come
really
out.
Nice.
They'll keep it clean when the kids are there.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We play a lot of songs that kids like.
It is weird sitting back playing that, and I'm like looking at all the pumpkins. I'm like, I guess I'll have a water because we're not at a bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you guys serve beer or?
It's so different.
They served us pizza though, so that was awesome.
Yeah, that's
true.
Can't
argue with that. Dreaming big in the next 5 years, where would you love to be if you had a choice?
Like
musically.
I don't know about Kyle, but I just want to be in a band and be able to play everywhere. Like I want to, like everybody wants to travel around and play, and you want your music to be heard and to hit people and just have a good time. And that's what I want to do. I love playing my guitar more than anything.
I think for me, I am a big Notre Dame fan, and we know they're doing well. And week by week, they got to win their games. So you can't really think too far ahead. So for me,
Kyle wants to be the Notre Dame house band.
No, for me, I got to
stream in the next week, month.
He wants to be on the Notre Dame roster.
I want to go beyond that.
I think everything that him and I have planned, genuinely, we've made goals that are small and reachable.
Attainable.
They're not small.
Mm-hmm. But they're attainable.
Yeah, they're attainable.
And
yeah,
measurable.
I mean, even with the Steamtown thing, like we're gunning at each thing that we pinpoint and set in our sights.
We were like, let's try to win the NEPA scene talent show, you know, at the V-Spot. And we were very consistent in our attendance and we pulled it off, you know, and that's just like a small, awesome achievement that
we
did for ourselves.
We won a week of it, which was still like, it was a victory for us.
Well, when
like,
you contest with any type of art form, I don't trust them. I think because it's such an objective thing in art form and look at who you like, because everybody's talented.
Well, and everyone's playing different stuff.
And
it's
very diverse, right?
Yeah,
it's not just
measure something
all acoustic guys.
Well, I love you guys. I respect your hustle so
much.
And your performance just slayed me. Please go see them. Always Undecided. Find them on Facebook. Anthony, Kyle, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. We appreciate it so much.
98.5 KRZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.